Live from Studio G in the heart of America today, North Carolina, I'm Steve Greer, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, here to tell you it's going to be straight. I'm going to be brutally honest about everything. God bless America. This is the Steve Greer Show. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, RFK Jr. has made his selection for his running mate for this year's presidential election, and the 38-year-old philanthropist gives him a massive influx of cash, gives no indication he will be leaving the race. He's in it to win it. Number two, the tragic bridge collapse in Baltimore yesterday morning still being investigated after a container ship slammed into the structure. Several people killed, several still missing. I'll have an update on that coming up. And number three, how many more Americans have to die before the Biden administration admits what they have been doing is wrong and it is a threat to this country? How many people have to be murdered, killed by drunk drivers, or die from overdoses of fentanyl, all stemming from illegals in the country and our wide open southern border? How many? I'm asking that question today after an illegal alien, once deported under Donald Trump's administration, has now been charged with the brutal killing of a 25-year-old woman in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Her body found dumped along a highway in West Michigan. Ruby Garcia's body was found dumped along US 131 inside the city of Grand Rapids late Friday. She'd been shot to death in what's being called a carjacking gone wrong, but we have also learned that the suspect, Brandon Ortiz Vita, was a Mexican national, also dating the victim at the time of her brutal killing. How many more? Ortiz Vita was removed from the United States and sent back to Mexico in late September of 2020 under the Trump administration. But then, according to immigration officials, reentered the U.S. at an unknown time and, quote, without inspection by an immigration official, end quote. Meaning, the accused killer is one of the hundreds of thousands of gotaways that are in our nation this morning. How many more deaths will it take for America to wake up and reject this heinous assault on our own country by our own government? It's ignoring our immigration laws, putting every one of us in danger every single day. Ortiz Vita is being held in the Kent County Jail, charged with felony murder, open murder, carjacking, carrying a concealed weapon, and felony use of a firearm. I'd like to add the fact that federal law prohibits Ortiz Vita from having a gun at all. That's another felony. It should certainly be added to the list just in time for Michigan taxpayers to foot the bill for him to live in prison here for the rest of his life. How convenient. Nice job, Joe Biden. Nice job, Kamala Harris. Nice job, Alejandro Mayorkas. How many more deaths is it going to take? How many Americans have to die in avoidable deaths before this whole tragic and reckless policy is finally thrown out, along with millions of illegals that are still roaming our streets? And even if the millions of illegals never vote, they will have left too many bodies behind to remember. They will have anchor babies here. They will become U.S. citizens automatically. They will vote for their dirtbags that let their illegal parents in. They will get counted in the census and skew the entire Electoral College and congressional representation completely, and it should be illegal. The damage is already being done. That's what I'm telling you. The damage is already being done. Senator Marsha Blackburn says there is no urgency at all to close the southern border, just to get as many in as possible before declaring amnesty. That's the urgency they have. Here's what she says.
They do not have a sense of urgency about this border. You know, having an open border is the Biden administration border policy. But here in Texas, what you are seeing is Texans in the Texas Department of Public Safety stepping up. The National Guard is stepping up. And they are doing their part to secure this border because Texans do feel that sense of urgency when you're talking to ranchers and to farmers and a pecan orchard that is right here on the Rio Grande here in Eagle Pass. What they're telling you is that they want to secure their farms, their ranches, their communities, their schoolyards, and that they don't want illegal aliens coming across and into the country.
Yeah. They don't want to close the border. Congressman Andrew Ogles is among those calling out Democrats for trying to secure Ukraine's border while people here are dying every day because ours remained wide open, just like she said. Here's more.
there's a lot of pressure to put something forward on Ukraine, but, you know, I would argue let's secure our border before we secure another country's border. I mean, that's been the promise. That's been the hill that everyone has said that we should die on. You, look, it's an 85% issue, our southern border. We have fentanyl coming across the border. We've talked about this ad nauseum, and yet we don't seem to do anything about it. We know that we have terrorists coming across our southern border. So, again, why are we talking about Ukraine when we're not talking about our own country?
Yeah. Why are we talking about Ukraine when our own country is under attack? Meanwhile, on the Senate side, Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, also demanding the border be closed as he looks toward the possibility of leading the GOP in the Senate later this year. Here's what the senator had to say.
Well, we don't need another law. What we need is we need a new president. We need a president that's going to secure the border. Trump secured the border. Biden, his first day in office, signed unbelievable numbers of executive orders, eliminate everything that Trump was doing, and now we have almost, you know, 10 million people have crossed the border. We got 70,000 Americans dying of drug overdose. Why don't Democrats care about this? Why don't they care about the terrorists coming across, the criminals coming across, the people that are trafficking humans coming across?
Yeah.
Why don't they care about the 50,000, military-aged men from China coming across our border last year? Why don't they care? Biden doesn't care. The Democrats don't care.
Yeah. Biden doesn't care and the Democrats don't care. Here's what really is outrageous of all of this. The coverage of this story by other media outlets is glaring in its lack of honesty. MLive, for example. Big write-up here just 6 hours ago. John Agar writes this up. Man charged with felony murder, carjacking, and death of woman found dead on U.S. 131, where he outlines how the woman was killed and Brandon Ortiz Vita was arraigned Tuesday and Ruby Garcia was killed in the southbound lanes and so on and so forth. But what he doesn't say not once is that Ortiz Vita is an illegal alien in the country, shouldn't be here. Same true for other coverage. I'm looking at MSN. That's obviously connected to Microsoft and NBC News. No mention whatsoever of these salient facts. WZZM, I think, does finally get it in the last sentence here. A television station, West Michigan, does get the detail in. But the fact that this was... Oh, and here's what's wrong. This is another case of a domestic violence homicide we've seen, quite frankly, far too often in the last few years, said Kent County Prosecutor Christopher Becker. Hey, Chris, how about you point to the real fact that this man was in the country, shouldn't have been here, was tossed out in September of 2020, is a gotaway, came across Joe Biden's open border. Maybe you could mention that. Now, yes, domestic violence is a huge problem, a problem that should be addressed, but that's not the problem here. This should never have happened because he should not have been in the country, period. Yeah, in the country illegally. And again, murder, open murder, carjacking, weapon charges. Can't even own a gun legally in this country, yet he has one. Nobody mentions that either. Illegal aliens are not allowed under federal law to have guns, no matter what the federal judge in Illinois had to say. That's not going to stand, ever. That's where we are with this. How many more have to die? How many more have to die? That's my question here today. You tell me. Go to stevegruber.com. Send me an email. Weigh in on this. Share with me. And when we come back, I'll have an update on that terrible, tragic hit on the Key Bridge in Baltimore. Don't go anywhere.
And we're off to somewhere.
To anywhere. Chatting about how Enbridge has invested in renewable energy projects like solar.
Right, that's what we're doing.
Yep, we're just two friends in a radio ad, letting everyone know these renewable energy projects can power more than 1 million homes.
It's the reason we're here, Zakiya.
It's the reason we exist, Mike.
So what happens when this commercial ends?
We say, tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma, sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.